Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Kids are going to screw up.
Mm-hmm.
But there are two types of screw-ups, Tommy.
Yeah.
There are the kids who... The kids will be kids' mistakes.
Yeah.
And then there are the, oh, we've got bigger issues.
All right.
Mistakes. And this one, I think, falls right on the line.
What happened?
Well, it's one, if you were a parent of this teen we're about to discuss, would get a little more complicated than just what you do to punish them.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, we'll jump right into it. It is time for another one of our famous break room one-line stories.
Mm.
Are we ready? Quote, a teenage girl has been arrested after being accused of stealing
Shut up.
I've made it 2 hours.
Yeah, I know.
I thought I was doing pretty good. I'm going to start over again. A teenage girl was arrested after being accused of stealing from Spencer's Gifts twice in a 5-day period in late August.
Wait, is that joint still open?
It's still open, apparently.
It's still there.
Yes. Teenagers still hang out at Spencer's?
I know.
And what would you grab there that would be appealing to a teenage girl?
Oh, I get like why it would be appealing to a teenager.
Fart in a can?
Well, it's got all like those like...
Where else would it come from?
That's true.
Those like weird lights and stuff, like stuff you decorate your room with.
I'll be honest with you, I haven't been into Spencer's in 10 years.
I guess I don't know if they still have the display.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
So you got a teenage girl.
Shoplifting.
Twice in a 5-day period in August. And that's all we know. We don't know how much she took, if it matters to you, if the allegations are true.
Yeah.
All right. Tommy, every teenager is going to make mistakes. And there are some mistakes that are just coming of age, not a problem, misstep mistake. Is shoplifting one of those mistakes?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't sound confident.
I mean, it's not the end of the world. I mean, it's bad, but it's not like, you know, a victim, a car.
Okay, so you're arguing like violence or death would be the thing that
Well, crashing a car. Yeah, anything that could have really gone wrong.
Okay, all right. So if you had a teenager that shoplifted and your wife was freaking out, you would pull her aside and go, honey, these things happen. It's just kids being kids.
Yeah.
Okay. Kimmy, do you agree?
Yeah, I'm thinking of so many people I know knew that... One, I wonder, actually, to this day, if they're still banned from the store they got caught stealing from. I wonder how long that ban exists.
Okay. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
And she ended up in an Ivy League school.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah,
a bunch of criminals out there in the Ivy League. Like, we all know kids who were busted for shoplifting growing up. What happened to those kids? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And, like, I guess, all right, Tommy, let's run this.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a parent, you get a call that your kid was arrested for shoplifting. When they get home, what is your first move?
Like the punishment?
Is it massive punishment? Are you more upset on account of the embarrassment or the fear that this is going to lead to something more to your kid?
Well, they already got busted, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's already there. So, I mean, me screaming at you is not going to do anything.
You soft-ass bitch. Mister, everyone wants to be friends with their kids these days. Can't do that. You come on. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Gunther. You experienced you getting arrested for shoplifting.
My boy's named Gunther.
Of course, named Gunther. Look at your stupid tracksuit. Your butt's leaking today. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Tired and cranky, though. Show sucks. I want to go home.
Yeah, I don't think going any harder on the kid's going to help.
You're not going to punish them at all?
I'm not going to say that I'm not going to punish, but like you've already got busted.
What's a punishment for your kid getting caught shoplifting?
Well, what's a big thing now would be, you know, the cell phone.
Take your phone away? Wow, Christ on a cross.
Well, what else can you do?
I mean, that probably would matter to your kids, right?
Right.
I mean, that would be like the the biggest thing for them.
It's just one of many things that are going to happen. I mean, Kimmy, what's the punishment that you would think is appropriate?
I was always like taking things away hit me the hardest as a teenager. So yeah, like the not being able to see my friends.
Okay, good start.
Like taking away like the social life.
Ooh, yeah.
All right, so friends, phone, grounded. I mean, I would say take away hockey from my oldest, but I already paid for that.
So that hurts
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that has to be a losing battle.
Right, head, that's what sucks, right? A lot of the things that hurt your kid
you
also
made a commitment,
you.
Though, so
you
gotta go.
You're dead. Like, it would be unbelievably embarrassing if your kid was caught stealing. That being said, more people than they want to admit have stuffed things in their pocket and walked
out.
Oh,
yeah, every kid did.
Do not forget, we had a study 2 years ago. It said 1 in 5 Americans have admitted to shoplifting using the self-checkout. Not even as kids, as grown-ass people.
Just doing it right there.
1 in 5 Americans have shoplifted.
And they knew they did it.
Oh, yeah. No, they knew. They stuck it in their pocket and intentionally shoplifted. Mm. So there's a pretty decent chance. Like, I understand the embarrassment of a kid getting caught shoplifting from Claire's or Spencer's. Well, Claire's out of business now. Can't do that. But, I mean, are you the 1 in 5 Americans that did it? Do parents see this as not a big deal? Stealing from corporations? Nameless, faceless? Well, faceless.
I don't know. I would think, though, if you're a parent who's never stole anything and, like, you were a kid that was super afraid of the consequences and your kid steals, like, you might be a little bit more shocked.
Like, your wife probably never did this as a kid.
Of course not.
Right. Yeah. So, like, so she
so,
has
like,
no
she's going to be, like, she probably would think it's, like, the worst thing.
She had to be appalled.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question.
Because my wife would be the same way.
You know, it's funny. As I'm thinking this through, she would, but it's also her babies. So I don't know what the reaction would be. I think I would be more pissed off. Just because, like...
Well, you're the harder-ass parent.
Well, but I know what... No, I'm going to sound like an old man. I'm not going to say it.
I'm from the streets, see?
It's not the streets, per se.
Things.
Not the streets, per se. But you got it pretty damn easy compared to the way your old man came up. Just say it. I watch my buddy Chris steal from Eckerd's on a daily basis. Phase before that.
Would it be more the theft that would bother you, or would it be something along the lines of your kid being influenced by a friend?
Well, see, that's the other
problem. Because, like,
here.
If they did it on their own, maybe it would bother you less than if somebody talked them into doing it.
But let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Again, we're talking about this one-line story. It is a teenage girl arrested after being accused of stealing from Spencer's gifts twice in a 5-day period in late August. We don't know what she took. We don't know how much she took. But we're talking about your teenager getting caught stealing. If there are more than one kid involved, and there usually are in stuff like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's usually a group.
Running with a bad group.
There are two kinds of parents. Running with a bad group. See, you just did one of them.
You sliding around with that bad group again.
You can blame your kid and be ashamed of them. Or you can say it's the outside influence that encouraged them to do this.
But that makes your kid like
a follower.
Being led around.
Yeah.
Being a fool.
Being influenced.
But here's the thing. They're not bad, right? Like in this situation, your kid's not the bad kid.
Okay, you write them off.
Exactly.
Right. But I think that's what would have bothered my parents more.
That you were a follower?
Yeah. Or that that person talked you into doing it.
I don't know, though. Like, do I want my kid to have no moral compass, or do I want them to be able to be peer pressured? Because everyone gets peer pressured.
Yeah.
I think that's the less scary one.
Than if your kid's a ringleader.
But here's the thing. You would never
believe. But he's a leader.
You would never believe. Yeah, Charles Manson was a leader, too.
Yeah, but let me
So was Stalin.
Yeah.
Just saying. And they all started shoplifting candy bars. Ooh.
I don't know, man. You want your kid to be smart.
Yeah.
And the smart kid doesn't follow the crew, you know what I mean?
But smart, okay, you are obsessed with smart and smart being good. And smart does not always mean good.
Well, it means you have a skill set, though.
Yes, but there are bad people that are smart.
Yourself into trouble.
Right, but you can take that skill set and turn it to good. Or if you got a soft kid that's just led around, it's useless. You got a useless soft child.
Your child is useless.
This is soft.
Like, send them home.
I almost think my parents would have went one step further. Like, you should have talked your friend out of stealing that. Like, you should have done the good thing and been, like, the moral compass of the group, you know?
No, I was always horrified because I had this one buddy. I grew up down the street from the old Westgate Plaza.
Yeah.
So we'd walk up there all the time as kids. There was a drugstore, sports card store, all this stuff, right? So he would shoplift all the time.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be a bitch and be like, I can't hang out with you. So we must have been like 6th, 7th grade.
Yeah.
But I also didn't want to be around because I knew if I did not steal anything.
You didn't want to be associated.
If I was associated, my old man would have lost his mind. But again, it was that peer pressure of like, I don't want to be a bitch.
Right.
So, like, you know, in my head, I drew that moral line of, like, I'm not going to do it, but I will eat some of it if you steal it and hand it to me. We got a bunch of Facebook messages, or excuse me, Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. We're talking about teenage shoplifting, son. Brian writes us, I was arrested at 14 and 17 for shoplifting. My parents threatened to put me in foster care. It was just kid stuff. I have a good job, two kids, have not been arrested for anything since. Brian made it out. So does that mean it's no big deal?
I mean, it seems like most kids spin out of it.
Or most kids are tempted by it at some point.
All right, you do this thing where you go, most kids, when you don't want to think about, what you like, don't laugh too hard, you're going to poop your pants.
Bro, it's getting really close.
Don't do it. Do you need to go?
No, I'm okay.
No, if you need to take a break.
Yeah, my pucker's losing it, but I'm good.
Losing your pucker?
Yeah.
Worse jelly.
Yes, it is.
Look, I mean, the shit, in punishing your kid, there is shame. Right? But the punishment could also shame you, too. Because I would argue the parent of the kid is going to catch more judgment than the actual shoplifting kid.
Oh, yeah. Especially if they get their other kids involved.
Tommy, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let's say you found out, my 15-year-old, you open up the paper, get on social media.
But she made the papers?
Yep. 15-year-old Duffy, arrested at Zoomies for stealing a sweatshirt. Is it me or is it my kid who is catching the brunt of your judgment? Who are you judging harder?
Well, your kid, because she doesn't need it.
No,
she got everything she needs.
Absolutely.
And you get, and you guys give these kids everything.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, do you know my wife's off today listening? Is that what's happening?
You bitch. And you know
bitch.
She's
you
done.
Bitch ass bitch.
She has been sacrificing, you know, since she was a kid with her medical education and everything she's done with the community.
Left a good job in the city, checking out your skin every night and day.
Yeah, I would blame the child. In your situation.
I would blame the child.
I would have to blame her because there's literally no reason
for it. Okay, but that, again, I provided my child with these things, a life that is comfortable, more comfortable than my wife and I had, and she still steals. What does that say about me raising my child?
I mean,
how do you not think?
I would say you did all you could.
Is your poop backing up into your brain right now? Well, so, no, it's the opposite problem.
You know, I got one relative, one bad, and the kid came from big money.
Okay.
And had everything, and he went bad.
Okay.
And I know they tried everything. So, like, I got to say, this kid at this point, like, man, what else could they have done?
Okay, fair enough.
Sometimes you're just wired bad.
Look, as a parent, I like to hear, well, no.
But you can take sometimes, like, you can take two kids raised in the same environment. Yeah. You get one that's great, and that's kind of like one of my family. One kid has a doctor's degree, and the other one is in jail.
It is remarkable.
Same house.
It is remarkable.
Same rules.
The human mind is the most interesting thing on the planet.
Yeah, and sometimes, man, you just can't fix it.
All right. Okay, good. I'm washing my hands of it.
Can't fix it.
Eh, done.
Let it go.
Eh, what can we do? Let's take a break.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, right out of the gate,
we
are not experts on this substance. So maybe people listening can give us a better understanding why people take these and go walking around outside.
Oh.
That being said, this summer specifically, there have been problems. Like, need official help problems.
Damn.
And logically, this seems like this might be one of the worst ideas you could ever have. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So this story is coming from just east of us.
What happened?
It happened up there in them mountains, Tom.
Oh, yeah?
New York State Forest Rangers had to rescue four hikers that got lost in the Catskills. And that's what forest rangers are for.
Yeah.
I mean, Tommy, you go out in the wilderness, you get in over your head, mm-hmm. and they come out to help you.
You underestimate.
Exactly. But it's why these four people had to be rescued. That's the issue here. According to state police, all four were under the influence of psychedelic mushrooms.
Oh.
Whoops.
Did you say, oh?
Okay.
They're in the woods. In
well,
the
I mean, you're kind of a woodsy person. You like the mushrooms. Kind of all meets together.
Okay.
Maybe you're looking for mushrooms.
Let me explain it this way. Yeah. They were tripping balls walking around a mountain.
Yeah, but they were talking to frogs. And the trees were whispering to them.
So the good news.
What's the good news?
The hikers are fine.
All right.
And not only that, the forest rangers were able to rescue them and then go back after to get their keys and their belongings so they could eventually go home. All right. But here's the thing. This story is not an isolated incident. This summer, we have had a handful of stories. Hiker under the influence of drugs that had to be rescued from state parks. In fact,
just got a little confused.
Tommy, the funniest of those stories you've seen, two guys were so messed up on whatever they took, they called park rangers to report their friend they went hiking with had died.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
And when the rangers reported, or when the rangers found the hikers, they were beside themselves with grief, crying, I can't believe this happened, only to later discover the third hiker was very much alive, never got hurt. They just lost him and tripped out and thought he was dead.
You know, it's funny. There's such a difference between drugs and alcohol. And that story, to me, like, if three guys are drunk and one goes missing, the other two are laughing their asses off making fun of them. Like, those two guys were, like, concerned he may be dead. Idiot, man. Ran his mouth the whole goddamn time. Didn't even chip
just
in for half the food.
Forget about him.
Yeah. You know what? Let him stay there.
Screw him, man.
His wife could go find him later.
Here is my question.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because, again, most of the room is ignorant to this.
Mm.
Why do people take mushrooms and walk around the wilderness? Because it seems like the worst idea.
Yeah, but apparently when you do them, you feel like this need to explore.
Yeah, I guess, but like, I get nervous when people, like, take the drugs out of it. People that don't normally go explore the woods go and explore the woods. Like,
yes.
if you're a first-time hiker, I'd be nervous. I don't know. I guess I don't know if these guys normally hike in the
woods.
You're
on shrooms, though.
Like, yeah.
That seems like a bad
it's an impedance.
First experience in the woods.
So let's walk through this here, okay?
Yeah.
And again, the phone number is 252-WCMF. Tommy, this drug is going to alter your state of consciousness.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to potentially make you hear and see things that aren't there. It's a hallucinogenic,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And you're going to take it while being around all kinds of wild animals mm-hmm. in a rough terrain that is not easy to navigate sober. How did that become such a common thing to do?
And you're doing it as a group. Like, if you found other like people.
I guess,
you get high and walk around.
But like, yeah. I guess if you had one person staying straight, that would make sense. The fact that all four of you decided to do this together.
You need a home base. You need a safe person.
Yeah, a leader.
Right?
Keep an eye on things.
Because like, if you go to a concert and you take something like this, I totally get it.
Yeah.
Fine. Being with someone you trust in the safety of your own home, God bless you. That's how people do it a lot, right? But I think you can make the argument. There are very few places where you are more vulnerable than a state park.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Why would you put your mind and body and expose yourself to the nightmare of getting lost or having the cops called on you by taking shrooms doing it?
Yeah, so what else do you, like, I get all right, so you take the drugs.
Yeah.
What else do you do? Like, were you camping too? Did you have like a whole plan for this weekend?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Like, were you going to set up a tent? Did you bring some food? Were you going to get high and just hang out and look at the stars and then you... Was there a whole plan, or was it?
Or did you just wander too far?
Let's just take this and walk and see what happens. Like, what's the mindset?
I don't know, because no matter what you told me, I'm still going to say bad idea.
Well, bad idea, but the latter one, we don't have to like schlep everything into the woods. We just go out there and walk.
Go out there and walk and get lost.
Anyway,
that way.
We got tents and Yeti coolers back and folding chairs.
But I guess the tent gives you like a home base in case you start to freak out.
But you're never going to use it.
You could still freak out and, you know, wander away and get lost.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. And I'd love to know the age of these people, too, because I want to think
I have it locked in my head.
Go ahead.
They're around your age.
Oh,
what, 40?
You think they're in their late 30s?
Late 30s. Looks 60. Dressed like an idiot.
Jacket looks awesome.
Bedazzled
jacket. That doesn't seem
buttons.
Like an age, though, where you're trying that for the first time.
Yeah,
I think you're either young or you're like retirement age.
No, here's the thing. There is nothing that says they were trying it for the first time here.
Oh, true.
I mean, it can get away from anybody.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
252-WCMF.
Are you thinking of retirees?
Well, here's the thing that...
That's even funnier.
Here's what's weird to me about this. Again, we're talking about the story just east of us. Four hikers got lost in the Catskills while hiking. Forest rangers went out and rescued them, but they got lost because, according to police, all four were under the influence of psychedelic mushrooms, tripping balls, walking through the wilderness. Yeah. And we're trying to figure out how this has become such a common thing. We are seeing the baby boomer set go back to the drugs they enjoyed using as kids, right? And if you talk to baby boomers that got away from marijuana, tried marijuana again, they found out the hard way.
Oh, yeah.
It's stronger than it used to
be. Got a wallop.
Is it the same for shrooms?
Maybe.
I'm asking. Well, you haven't done shrooms since you were in summer school.
Summer school in Okeechobee, Florida.
As a 12-year-old.
Yes.
As a 12-year-old.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. You turned into the fine man you are today.
Different times, man.
With a leaky brown eye. I mean, Kimmy, if you found out your dad did shrooms,
yeah.
that'd be pretty cool. I would think he's cool.
Would you be he got lost in the woods high on mushrooms. Would you be ashamed or would you be like, good for him for trying something?
I'd be more surprised that he was in the woods than the fact that he was doing shrooms. My dad's never been a camper.
Okay.
So like we never did like outdoorsy activities as a family. So I would be more shocked that he decided he wanted to camp for the first time than the fact that he was bold enough to do shrooms.
Is it more dangerous for him to camp or more dangerous for him to take shrooms?
Camping, by far.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bonnie writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. I got a group of friends that do this. They're some of the smartest people I know, almost finishing their PhD programs, early 20s, and haven't had a problem yet while doing it. It still dumbfounds me. You know, it is weird.
Yeah.
Is it just me or do the
higher educated?
Yeah, like, you know, traditionally book smart. Are more likely to do the mind altering?
Yeah, because you hear that, you know, Dr. Timothy Leary did it and it expanded his mind, man, and he reached new levels of enlightenment. Yeah, they wax philosophical about these drug addicts to make it look cool.
Okay,
and like he's above you, man. He's floating on another plane.
I feel like you feel like they're talking down to you, and it makes you upset. And I don't think that's what they're trying.
That's what it definitely is.
No, why?
Because they are talking.
Because I just thought about it.
They're they are talking down to you.
Nobody is talking down to you. When's the last time somebody who took shrooms talked down to you?
Oh, the old show.
Oh, okay.
But he's retired.
College educated?
No.
Exactly, no. You idiot.
Unemployed, actually, no. Well, I know, I mean, by choice. By choice. Say, stay tuned, buddy, stay tuned.
The most interesting part of this actual story.
Yeah.
So going back to the four hikers getting lost on shrooms, having to be rescued. There's nothing about the four hikers being charged with anything.
Yeah, because it's illegal, right?
Well, do you? So you don't have to
illegal?
Like.
Yeah,
they
are.
May,
illegal.
They may have gotten like a fine or something, right? If there's like a search that
under the,
goes out
Portobello
for you.
Act.
I would assume that.
It's a quality mushroom.
It uses up some resources, right? I don't know.
You are using up resources. Yeah. I had to come find your stoned asses.
And it was kind of a false report because the guy was fine.
It also kind of sounds like the rangers, they didn't have to do anything. Like, they just went and found them and, like, brought them back. You know what I mean? Like, they were, like, scaling down a rock face.
Yeah.
Now, you're right. Now, shrooms are illegal. People don't get arrested normally for being under the influence of drugs unless they're causing a scene. And I think you can argue they're not causing a scene here. But you also have these people taking an illegal substance on state land.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And you had to be rescued. They had to come find your ass. So that's kind of causing a ruckus.
I mean, would you charge them with something?
No.
Wait, you're arguing.
But I'm a soft cop. Okay. I'm also a dirty cop.
How you can't be
I'm
a
on
soft
the take.
You can't be a soft cop on the take.
Can I be a? Why not?
Those two things don't go together.
Yeah, I'm soft unless you pay.
No, why would I pay you to be hard?
Okay.
Well, we're in the woods. There's nobody around.
Okay.
And you got a real pretty mouth.
God, thank you.
I'm Officer Hillbilly.
So it seems like you could be charged face a fine if for the rescue if your actions are deemed negligent, reckless, or illegal.
Okay.
So I don't know what category this falls
wandering
under.
Wandering around doesn't count.
Because
well,
it says it's highly unlikely you'll be charged a fine for getting lost in a state park, as most jurisdictions and volunteer search and rescue organizations do not bill for rescues.
Okay. What was that state? Was it Rhode Island that makes you buy insurance before you go hiking?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, we found out New Hampshire.
Thank you. Live free or pay us now. Jerry writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, did shrooms in the early 80s. Me and my two buddies camping at Stillwater Reservoir in the Adirondacks at night. It was crazy. So he survived.
Okay.
I don't get it, man. I don't get it.
I don't either. But as a drinker, I can't judge.
Oh no, I'm not saying don't. I'm not saying don't do it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, you know, time and
have
place.
A safe person. Does that might help?
I don't want to be that person though.
Right? Safe people. You never know how that's going to go.
You know, I mean, doesn't everybody kind of have one friend though that doesn't do any of that stuff?
That's no. why nobody hangs with that person.
Mm. We always had one.
All the scumbags I hung out with.
That was always like the DD that never wanted to really drink or do anything.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wanted to be around that guy.
Yeah, why is anyone hanging out with them?
Yeah. They call those people priests.
1.8
yeah.
billion dollar jackpot for Powerball Saturday.
Damn, almost two galasados.
Kimmy, did you get your ticket?
I did. Yep, we bought them.
Okay. You don't because you get your dumb text, man. My wife went out and got her ticket.
Yeah.
She insisted. And none of us won because the Powerball has two winners that we found out about yesterday morning. One winner from Texas.
Yeah.
And one winner from Missouri.
Missouri. Oh.
You got it. So these two winners, after it's all split up,
yeah.
they get to choose between a 30-year, $893.5 million prize, which will be paid out over 29 payments.
Yeah.
Or a lump sum of $410.3 million. And even splitting it, they're both close to, if you take the lumps, or don't take the lump sum, $1 billion.
Yeah.
Tommy, what are you taking?
Oh, Lumpola.
Really?
At my age? Yeah. I'm taking it and blowing it.
But you're going to be out a full $500 million.
I'm not going to live that long, bro. I'm 66.
Okay.
Like, as you age, grab the lump. A young person hits,
yeah,
take the payments. But at my age, no.
Do you have grandkids now?
Oh, how did you not think of that before you opened your big stupid mouth?
I don't. You can have what's left. You can have my golden Ferrari. One of them.
You held up two fingers.
You
again.
Don't get both.
Why do you always do that?
I don't know.
You get one golden Ferrari. Right. Only one.
No. I'm partying with my money. Like, the kids, they can have whatever left, but I ain't worried about it.
All right, Kimmy, you are 36?
Yep.
Okay, 36 years old, which means an annual payment would pay you, okay, can we divide $893 million?
Hold on, let me get the calculator.
That's the after-tax cut?
No, that's pre-tax, because it's pre-tax. Different tax, depending on state.
Million.
Divided by 30.
Divided by...
Why are you saying it like that?
Okay, so you would get an annual payment of about just under $30
million. Oh, $30 million a year?
Yeah.
That's Josh Allen for 30 years.
Yeah.
Okay, Kimmy?
Yeah.
Are you taking the lump sum or are you taking the payments?
I know the smart thing to do is take the payments.
Are you out of your mind?
Here's the thing. I would want to take the payments. My husband would want to take the lump sum.
And why?
That would be an ongoing battle between the two of us.
Why?
Because she's like, he would just think it's more money than we're ever going to need.
$30 million is more money than you're ever going to need.
I know.
Yeah, but the problem is, like, things can change. Things can change.
Yeah.
And governments can change. Things can change.
You're afraid you're never going to get your money.
Administrations come in and change things. I want the money up front.
You are so worried about the U.S. government right now, you're afraid I'm not going to get paid out by lottery winnings?
Not saying that the government's going to collapse, but they may change their mind.
You sound like someone I know. It's going to collapse now.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm moving to Texas. The people are real. Now, take that lump. Plus, it's so cool to have that lump Ola.
No way, man. I'm taking 30 years.
I also wonder, because you know how we did that story about the guy that won some significant money and he wasn't going to get it for a while? Mm-hmm. Like, do you get that $30 million up front, or do you have to, like, wait a full year for them to give that to you?
So it says the prize comes in 30 payments over 29 years. So I think you get one big sum, another one, and then bang. And then you're off to the races. I'm sorry, man. Even cut it in half at 15 mil. 15 mil a year over 30 years, I'll take it.
How about when they back up that money truck, just dump it all?
Money truck. He's got so much money, he can't even say money.
Dump it in your yard.
No, because you're going to blow $410 million.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
I don't want to do that.
I do.
No, I mean, look.
I'm only here once, man.
I can set up my great-grandkids with this money.
Oh, my God.
I can. This is generational wealth.
They won't even remember you.
They'll remember you where they're spending that money.
Yeah, and they're going to spend it. That's the thing. Like, every one generation is going to piss away the fortune.
Sure.
It just seems the way it goes.
Okay.
I want to be that generation.
No.
I'm gonna hedge the bet.
You don't
want to
give somebody else a chance to do it?
I don't want
to
ruin those kids' lives.
You've had everything handed to you.
And I'm going to hand
your entire life.
Doing you a favor, kid.
Yeah, I am. I'm saving you from yourself, man. Don't be like Grandpa.
Went out with a bang.
Naked, drinking Jack Daniels on the front porch of the, just watching his golden Ferrari.
One of them. One of them.
Had four of them.
252-WCMF. Two winners of the Powerball over the weekend. A person in Texas, person in Missouri. Have we seen what they look like yet? We don't have any.
They look like Missouri, man.
Well,
you know what Missouri looks like? Worse than Texas.
We don't.
That actually says it on the state side.
Yep.
Missouri, worse than Texas.
You may never, I don't know if in those states you have to
good call.
Put your name out there.
You're right. Not like New York State. All right, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
I understand that winning either $410 million or $893 million, however you take it, is a lot of money and you should be over the moon. Would you be a little bit upset if you're one of these people that you weren't the sole winner just for the
club? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You get greedy real quick.
You don't own the status of being the sole winner. You have the split ski.
I think that's it. It's not even about the money.
Yeah.
It's about the clout and prestige that comes with.
Right.
Right? Because you're right. One press conference, people are going to go, oh, wow. Two press conferences, I don't care.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'd be the most upset 893 millionaire in America, which is stupid.
It is.
It's the stupidest effing thing. Why are we so dumb?
I don't know. Because we play the lottery.
You don't play the lottery. And I find it funny, too. You think lottery, dumb tax, won't ever do it. And then if you won it, you would have done the dumbest possible thing with it.
Yes, I would.
Okay, great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.